Hi, Jim and them. I hear that your podcast is absolutely incredible. It's a showstopper every time.
Just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Jim and them are pop culture, bro. I know that.
Well, fuck, let's get it, then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy wire?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Catch our papers, you bitches.
This is a comedy show.
And we've taken over the industry. We've taken over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Good evening, cowards.
Hello, Jim, Mike, and Jeff. This is Carrie Green. I just got a very lovely message from the Filth Pigs, and they told me that you are celebrating your 18th anniversary being podcasters. That is amazing. That is so impressive. That is Cocoa Buns. Did I say that right? Cocoa Buns. That's Cocoa Buns. Anyway, congratulations. You definitely embody the never say die attitude, and I'm just so impressed. Keep it up. Keep going, even when things get tough. Sounds like you guys are amazing. Jim and Them are pop culture. I know that. Thank you so much, Filth Pigs, for reaching out to me. I hope you guys all have a beautiful, beautiful day.
These are evil, sick, twisted people. Okay, so the name of the show is called Jim and Them. Who the hell are you people? You disgusting scumbags.
Sunset Boulevard. There's Corey whining again, huh? It's everybody else's fault.
Wow, what a way to bring it in, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, this, my friends, is Jim and Them.
Hearing anyone say those words that aren't us or him, instant classic.
Yes, you love to hear it. You love to see it. For people that don't know, that was Carrie Green, Andy from the Goonies, shouting out Jim and Them, shouting out the Filth Pigs, calling us Cocoa Buns, courtesy of Kim Possible. That was amazing. Very well done. But I'm so happy.
I wish that the camera would have been on me when I heard her say Filth Pigs for the first time, because I was incredulous. That was the best thing I've ever heard.
Oh, it's so good.
Also, Carrie Green, looking fucking good.
Yeah.
Hey.
How old is she?
Looking good.
69.
Yes. Filth Pigs.
That's where we are.
The great thing about getting
58.
Wow.
Oh, hell yeah.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Dude, 58.
Carrie Green.
That's where I go, and she sucks herself off.
Carrie Green can get it, dude.
The great thing about getting Goonies cameos is they do it for free when they find out who we are.
We got two down.
Is Carrie Green married? Do you think I have a chance with her?
She's got to be married. She gives off big-time mom vibes. She's somebody's mom,
I want her to be my mom.
She's probably someone's grandma, even.
I want her to be my... I want to give her dad vibes.
Who's her husband?
Mike Steele. That'd be great. Wouldn't that be a great secret, like, reveal?
Actress married in the 90s, though kept her wedding details and her husband's identity under wraps.
Oh, who could he be? I don't know. Also, you know what's great? When you search the cast for the Goonies, the picture they use for Corey Feldman's the picture we use for Corey Feldman.
Oh, yeah. I love that picture.
I think that's great. That's like, it's the head that we use for everything.
Does she just keep her private life private? That can't be. married life and husband. Carrie is a married woman. She's married to her husband in 1990. Kept it under wraps. It's weird. All these, I mean, these are all like AI sites, probably.
Well, I heard he's
but
like
all these gossipy sites. They don't really say. But how could you really keep that still under wraps? Oh, wait.
Apparently, he lives in Las Vegas and he's way younger than her.
Oh, that could be the rumor.
Way younger.
Yeah, way younger.
Ooh.
She she studied art at Vassar College, where she was roommates with Marissa Tomei's brother Adam and with BioShock developer Ken Levine.
No fucking way, really?
Yeah.
Ken Levine rules. I didn't know my wife knew Ken Levine. No. I need to talk to her about it when I get home.
Brother of Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Yeah, Maroon 5 and BioShock, same family tree.
But yeah, we got two down. That's our second Goonie.
I mean,
shout outs
kind
again.
Of our third Goonie.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I forget about our main Goonie. This is a Corey Feldman show. Shout outs to the motherfucking real ones in the motherfucking chat. Who we got here?
Give me some examples.
2 billion seconds in the YouTube chat. Max Murder, Pork and Beans, Adam B, Amazing Mario Bros.
Oh my goodness, Obama, Coca Buns, and
J&J, $20. Thank you so much. We got Daewoo, we got Max Murder, we got Ghostly Squids in the Twitch chat.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, Daewoo's in the YouTube chat? That seems impossible.
He's always holding it down in the YouTube chat.
AKA alone and lame.
But yes, again, shout out to Kim Possible. You know what? Let's take a look at that again real quick.
Yes, please.
We can't just gloss over.
Yeah, that was so good.
The great Kerry Green. We're truly celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Goonies.
Oma Drummer is Jim and them's number one fan.
Oh yeah, Oma Drummer. We love Oma Drummer. Life with Gigi. I love this.
Whoa. You just said a bunch of things as if I'm supposed to understand them.
We know that. It's the Grandma Drummer. That's what I mean. Oh, it's been one of the best running gags on our show, or running plot lines, I should say.
Well, I guess a lot of words hit me at once and my little brain couldn't comprehend.
Yeah, yeah. She, you know, months ago was in our chat and she's like, you know what? Corey Feldman's inspired me. He's so bad at drums. I'm a grandma. I'm going to go start taking drum lessons.
Are things going well so far? Has she reported in?
Apparently, she's been keeping at it, so I assume she's kicking ass.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, let me see. So yeah, we got Obama.
Friendship Park is growing in 2020 epic.
Hell yeah, Max Murder. Thank you, brother. Thank you for the super chat.
It's hard to even remember a time where this year seemed like it could possibly be 2020 dead.
That's what I mean. It almost 2024 almost ended in complete death. And then it seems like we were bouncing back, and then it seems like it was complete death again. And now it's like, you know, not to knock on wood here, not to jinx anything, but now it's like we're rocking and rolling. We've come back stronger. We take every hit and we keep going, just like Rocky says.
Yeah.
It ain't how hard you hit, right?
Yeah.
ASAP Rocky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks, ASAP.
What do you with her chompers there? Those are paid for, right?
Oh yeah,
not to be
or they pop
catty.
Out and she puts them in a cup.
I don't know. They don't look veneer. Veneers usually look like too perfect.
But that's what I think. Her teeth look too perfect. Perfect.
You think?
Oh, Jukane with a silent but deadly. Thank you, brother. 22-22. Double 22s in my own chat.
Is that the first time we've called it silent but deadly?
That's what I've been calling it.
Oh,
that
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, I mean, I should shout out again real quick. I mean, we're going to talk a little bit about Fell Doug Summer, obviously. but also, we do have the super tips are enabled. So if you're doing a super chat, obviously, that's more than welcome as well. But if you want to use the Corey voice, another silent but deadly. Shelby's always good with those.
Yeah, Shelby's always got my back.
And thank you, Jack James. Best Friday the 13th ever. Absolutely. The one and only Friday the 13th for 2025, by the way.
Oh, shit.
But you could do the Corey Feldman voice if you use the super tip. I'll play one as an example.
I have way more talent than this tool.
There you go.
Mm. Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Use it for good.
Hello, Jim, Mike, and Jeff. This is Carrie Green.
Those are fake chomps.
I just got a very lovely message from the filth pigs.
It's so funny. We talked about this with Sean Astin's because it is like, maybe, are we past the hump? I feel like it was like, maybe it was like 5 to 10 years ago where it seemed like more often people would try to trick people into saying stuff. But is that not in the zeitgeist right now where
filth
like,
pig?
Be careful? Well, it'd just be like, what, you know, are you throwing up codes or whatever?
I bet you. Yeah. So realistically, what happens if you search filth pigs? We don't come up, right?
It's not a real term.
Corey just kind of said it out of nowhere and we've sort of adopted it.
Do that in incognito mode.
I bet you she could Google that and it wouldn't come up as like, oh, you shouldn't say that. And so she was probably, I bet you that's something she Googled.
It just comes up with Ministry's sixth album.
Then yeah, I bet
Ministry's sixth studio album.
I bet she Googled it and was like,
what about Cocoa Buns?
Again, I bet you're not going to find us. I feel like these terms are things we use a lot, but they're not going to like, the internet won't directly lead you to us by searching.
But that's what I mean. But even then it feels like you'd almost be like, huh, what am I saying? What is this secret thing? You're always hearing about people's secret internet slang and code.
Carrie Green Steele, congratulations.
Thank you, George Kaptur. E-Rock's going to be upset about that because E-Rock called dibs.
Oh, did he?
Earlier in the chat.
Oh, weird. Too fucking late.
Yeah, you have to be inside of the girl to call shotgun.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Never mind.
Yeah, you can't call dibs on a married woman. She's been married to me forever.
Oh, yeah. No, it was just, what's up, filth pigs? I see you have a napkin you left here that has a map on it.
Yeah,
I think
right.
It's pizza related.
Yeah, some sort of map. No hot dogs, please. Plenty of pizza, extra cheese. Yeah.
I just love that she's got a big smile on her face. She's got mom energy, and she's just like talking about filth pigs.
She's talking about the filth pigs and cocoa buns.
Do you think she has big puffy nips?
I don't know.
I do know, but I won't tell.
Very lovely message from the filth pigs, and they told me that you are celebrating your 18th anniversary being podcasters. That is amazing. That is so impressive. That is cocoa buns.
I love how she had to like second read it. Cocoa buns.
She wanted to make sure she didn't mess it up, right? You can tell.
Did I say that right?
Take
cocoa
seven.
Buns. That's cocoa buns. Anyway, congratulations. You definitely embody the never say die attitude, and I'm just so impressed. Keep it up. Keep going, even when things get tough. Sounds like you guys are amazing. Jim and them are pop culture. I know that. I know that.
I mean, it's, you know what's weird, and it's very unintentional? It's very unintentional. We have so many catchphrases.
Dude, we have coined a million phrases on complete accident.
It's funny because...
And we've been doing it our whole careers, really. Yeah. When you think about it, that's a thing we've kind of always accidentally done.
Yeah, I mean, Bupak is skiz nasty. Not as many of them have caught on like these. Bupak is skiz nasty was one
like,
for a while.
Even like back in the day with like You Heard It and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. You Heard It. Damn, we're fucking catchphrase machines over here. Jesus.
They're all perfect.
Yeah, they're all amazing.
Bupak is skiz nasty.
Jim and them are pop culture. I know that. I know that. Thank you so much, filth pigs, for reaching out to me.
That's the best part.
She's so genuine. Because you can tell she's confident saying it this time or before. It was kind of like, she's like easing into it. Where now she's like, you know what, filth pigs, we're pals now.
Thank you so much, filth pigs.
Yeah, she had to keep re-recording it. It's like, I got to do better for the filth pigs.
What kind of disgusting filth pigs? Little did Corey know he was... gifting us a gem.
Yeah,
when one he of called the us, best things he's ever done. Yeah.
When he called us disgusting filth pigs.
An early Christmas present to us. Thanks, Corey.
Yeah, it was like worth getting the channel shut down.
Thanks, Papa Corey.
Thank you so much, filth pigs, for reaching out to me.
Mike, stay away.
Oh, E-Rock. E-Rock's, there's a battle going on now.
What battle? I'm literally married to
That's
her
true.
Already.
They're already married.
I feel like you would only stay away if Corey Feldman told you to stay away.
Stay away from my own
money.
Wife,
Give
Eric.
Give us money. Give us money.
I know that. Thank you so much, filth pigs, for reaching out to me. I hope you guys all have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
So sweet. So nice and sweet. And she's just talking about filth pigs and cocoa buns and pop culture. You love to see it.
Who'd have thought that pretty face was under the sloth mask?
Yeah, that's her. No, those aren't veneers.
I think they are big old chompers. It's not even bad though. Like, good for her.
I just feel like veneers always look like.
But look how
fake
big those
teeth.
Look how
yeah,
big
she's
those
like
teeth
lisping
look.
When she's talking. Let's see a picture of her in the Goonies. Let's see what the chomper situation.
They look
is.
Very big. I mean, they look great. I'm not even saying it's a bad thing. So with it being Feld Dog Summer. And I mean, that's another thing. I guess we're all about campaigns and we're bringing back hashtags are like
hashtags.
The oldest dumb bullshit, yeah. But like you love to see it.
Yeah.
Because, let's see.
We start making zines.
We do have a brand new track in honor of Feld Dog Summer, from E-Rock here. May sound a little familiar, but here we go.
Why is Jim and them always talking about Corey Feldman's music?
Look, I'm sorry if you don't understand, all right? The Hornetron, the sequin pants, the Michael Jackson dance. That's just Corey Feldman being on a whole nother level, bro.
Track in existence. All right,
hold on.
Seeing it, unless you have laryngitis.
Thank you, karaoke.
What is karaoke talking about?
Yeah, another one's not coming through. The only Feldman karaoke track in existence, sing it, unless you have laryngitis. And then Brainwash Filth Pig, $2.22. Mike, sharing is caring. I think he's talking about your wife there.
Yeah, ooh. You shut your fucking mouth. How about you watch your goddamn
hey,
mic talking
Mike's
about my
a
wife?
Mike's a gentleman.
Wait a minute. It's 2025. You guys are not open to a polycule?
No, we're not poly.
Oh, so you're Nazis. Okay, interesting. Interesting.
Why is Jim and them always talking about Corey Feldman's music?
Look, I'm sorry if you don't understand, all right? The Hornetron, the sequin pants, the Michael Jackson dance. That's just Corey Feldman being on a whole nother level, bro. He's all the way up.
It's a rockin' piece. It's a Feld Dog Summer, y'all. Hey, what you doing? Not much. Getting ready for the heat. Turn the AC up. Yup, it's that time. June and July. August right behind with the shades on my eyes. Yup, 3 months with the vodka and punch. Summertime vibes rockin'. Yeah, we living for what? What? Jim and them all on my mind. Friday nights, YouTube. Yeah, they back on the grind. Goon Boys, Feld Dog Summer. New Corey music. Yeah, the shit gets dumber. Goon Boys, Feld Dog Summer, Jim, Jeff, and Mike are a stone cold stunner.
Wait. I am so confused. So it's not a white boy summer, it's the Feld Dog Summer? And who is the Feld Dog? And who is Jim and them?
Yo, my bad. Let me explain. There's a few couple goals that I'm trying to obtain. Yo, Corey Feldman, former child actor. Now he does music, man, you can't refuse it. And he on some new shit, 622 shit. But that's a Sunday, not just a fun day. Wait till Friday, yeah, that's my day. June 27th, listen with your brethren, then you'll be in heaven. Oh shit, I forgot to talk about Jim and them. Wait, fuck, bitch. Pop culture podcast, never tell you out last. Best dudes on the mic, you do Friday nights. 18 years, they always moving forward, never revving the gears. Who's on the line? It's summertime. Now do your best Michael Jackson impression and just rewind like, oof, yo, Nars. Oof, yo, Nars. Oof, yo, Nars. Oof, yo, Nars. Chew yo, dick. Chew yo, dick. Chew yo, dick. Chew yo, dick. She. Goon Boys, Feld Dog Summer. Yeah. New Corey music, yeah, the shit gets dumber. Yeah. Goon Boys, Feld Dog Summer. Jim, yeah. Jeff, and Mike are a stone cold stunner.
God, I totally understand now. After seeing all of that, I can't wait to see what this goofball does next. I will totally see you guys on the 27th. I also learned that Jim and them are pop culture, bro. I know that.
Wow. There you go. They lays it all out right there. Hashtag Feld Dog Summer, ladies and gentlemen.
I love that it took Chet Hanks for like E-Rock to finally like rap on beat. No offense, but you're getting much better.
I think that was E-Rock's best track.
Yeah, I think that was sure. Great. I think that was great. And he hit all the points. He explained what Jim and them is. He explained Feld Dog Summer. He mentioned the merch you can get. You can get a free Zen shirt. The proceeds all go to charity.
Is it? Is it bad to be nostalgic about White Boy Summer?
It never stopped.
Yeah, no, it never stopped.
No, but you know, it did stop.
I mean, Feld Dog Summer is just essentially an extension of White Boy Summer.
But just
Boy
like,
Summer.
Remember back in the day? Remember White Boy Summer?
Ah, the good old days.
Yeah, it was great. Just thinking about it.
Now it's just Chinese summer again.
Well, it's Feld Dog Summer. Is that Chinese summer?
Kind of.
Is hashtag Feld Dog Summer the same thing as hashtag Chinese summer? Are they trying to co-op our hashtag?
It's like Indian summer is just a bunch of poop.
What?
I don't know.
Obama.
After the filth pigs established shelter in the brick house, the wolf pack quit blowing and opened up a club. And didn't invite Corey.
That's a lot of lore getting dropped. That's a lot to keep up with.
Well, with the three little filth pigs.
Yeah,
I guess.
The three little filth pigs.
Oh, we're the three little filth pigs.
Of course we are.
I make my house out of cum.
I went to the market. I'm the filth pigs that are on your toes.
But see, the thing is,
I laughed. What do you want?
The thing is, so we got. Actually, I guess before we get into anything else, I did want to check in since we're off the coming off the Kerry Green cameo, which is great. We're a week past the Goonies celebration that was last weekend.
But we don't stop
at the Goonies house for the 40th anniversary.
Yeah, we can't stop.
I was watching Adam the Woo's video where he was at the Goonies house.
That's my mom's favorite.
He was at the Goonies house the same day as the listener that we gave her tickets to. And, of course, Corey was there.
Did she report back with pictures, by the way?
There's a picture of her with Corey, and he spelled her name wrong.
Oh, of course he did.
There wasn't a ton to report, honestly. I mean, they had a good time.
I just want to see the pictures.
I don't have them. I'll pull them up in a moment. Yeah, they had a good time. Corey spelled the name wrong. He was like annoyed about signing fabric.
I suck at everything I do.
Why is he always annoyed at everything?
I mean, that's just Corey for you.
Yeah, get with it. Hashtag Feldog Summer. You're not representing it very well. Hell yeah.
Good pick.
Dude, he's eye fucking her.
Holy shit, is she 6'1"?
Oh, actually, hold on. Let me pull it up for the chat here.
She does look very happy. That makes me happy.
I mean, it would be, if we could incognito go see Corey and he wouldn't know it's us, I would have a good time.
I just wear the, I think I've already made this joke, actually. What was that rap group where the guy had the fake nose on and the glasses?
Culture Club. Not Culture Club.
No, Digital Underground.
Yeah,
Digital
I'm just going to dress up like Digital Underground guy and then...
Shock G.
Yeah, I'm just going to be Chuck G and then...
Shock G.
And then Corey will just be like, oh, it's just Shock G. That's not Mike.
I was wearing blackface and say I'm Black Jeff.
That makes me very happy. I'm glad she did that.
But yeah, Adam the Woo released a bunch of videos being in Astoria, and he was there on that last Saturday. And there's enough stuff when I was watching it, even the short clips of Corey that are in his video, like it's not like he was talking to Corey, it was just Corey was in the vicinity because of the celebration.
Sure.
There was enough where the Corey attitude and vibe was coming through, so I pulled some clips from
nice.
It.
Nice.
That's awesome. You could just be in the periphery and you get that shit.
Yeah. So this was at the panel they did. It's just some of the cast is up there. Like, who do we got?
I love punk rock Corey. It looks like Dustin Dolan.
We got Robert Davi's here. Hello, and Kerry Green on the end.
I say it's like Kerry Green's good, but who are the rest of these chuckleheads?
The other old fucks, I think, are just like the guys that are collecting the bill collectors or whatever that show up, like on the deck.
I'd be embarrassed to show up to this if I was them.
And one of them, I think, is like the bully's dad. But you know, like conventions always do that shit.
Yeah,
like they'll be that guy.
Cast of the Goonies is here.
I would be embarrassed to be that guy.
Oh, and Juke Kane, shout-outs, man. Thank you for... He gave out 10 gift memberships.
Hell
thank
yeah.
you, brother.
I like that his feet don't touch the ground. In a normal chair.
He has
Muppet legs.
Right here, he's just talking about Robert Davi and Joey Pants' like rivalry on set. Those are the two Fratellis.
It's legendary. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Everybody knows that Joey and Robert... It was a love-hate relationship. You were constantly either beating each other up, yelling and screaming at each other, or laughing with your arms around each other's necks. It was one of the two.
We still move.
Come to the party.
They're at the house, and then your boy rolls up, and Adrian Sky. Rolls up.
She's like, you know what? That house is about to become a haunted house.
And at first I was like, is that Stephen Baldwin with them? But I guess that's that other bodyguard.
No, that's Adrian Sky.
Did we get the other guy fired? What happened?
That's what we were saying, but no, we think it's just that Chris doesn't travel with them.
I did email Chris, and he said that he doesn't. Yeah, he says he doesn't travel with Corey.
Everybody, Corey Feldman! Corey Feldman, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Feldman, how you doing, buddy? Welcome to the party, man.
Welcome to the party, pal.
What I do love is, like, this should be the place where he's the most happy.
Yeah.
This is where he's worshipped, and he's kind of, like, he looks annoyed to me.
Well, it seems like he wants more fanfare.
Yes. Yeah, true.
I mean, maybe I'm projecting onto him, but he was acting like you wanted more fanfare.
He looks like the fucking old guy in Up, kind of.
Yeah, he's like,
if he's
like
trying
hobbled.
To be all dripped out.
Yeah. It does look like those, like, Instagram posts where it's like, we put, like, hypebeast stuff on an old man. Yeah. Yeah, everyone in the crowd is cheering. They're like, oh, it's Jared Leto, Joker girlfriend. They all crowd her. Sing the song.
Buttermilk jug, $2.22. Triple two twos, hell yeah, brother. Well, that's just a triple two, actually.
Well, it's like a double. It's like a double 22, yeah. 613.
Well, don't Corey Feldman his comment.
Actually, my math doesn't make any sense.
What's on his hat? What's that say?
I think it's a Robert Davi hat, actually.
Okay.
Because there's a point where him and Davi are there, and he's like, oh, you're wearing the hat. Like, he's happy that
he's
wearing it.
Wait, does it just say Davi's hat?
Maybe. You know what I was thinking, though, too? Again, like, not to, like... put our what's it called, not image, but our like level, like our popular level on a pedestal or anything, but like if we showed up at one of these events, would everyone boo us? Would we be like public enemies number one?
No one would know who we were.
Well, not number one, but I mean, but also if he was like, these are the haters, like that's not necessarily that they would recognize us.
Yes,
but
because...
if he's like, hey, these guys are the haters.
We've already learned that because of two specific people we've talked about recently that assumed we were worse than we were.
Yes.
And one of them that still thinks we're worse than we are because they simply were told so by Corey. We've learned that very quickly he could go like, oh, those guys are constantly stalking me. They're awful.
Yeah.
They won't leave my family alone. Ever. No, who's going to just... assume Corey's a dirty liar.
Do you think that we would get torn apart by Goonies super fans?
like Day of the Living Dead style.
Yeah. Joke on it.
I think
they
would.
Joke on it.
What it would be is he'd be like, get him. They're like, oh, and they like carry us off and then they like take us to another place. It's like, your videos are so funny.
I think it'd just be a lot of guys that look like that guy in the green shirt by the car in the background and we'd take him.
Well, and I think
we could take him.
Then like his crazy fans that are in love with him don't leave the house. Like, they're not going here. These are just like movie dorks.
I think he could turn people on us pretty quickly because he'd just say, oh, I hate those guys. But I don't think that like anyone would know why. They'd just take his word for it.
Yeah. Pizza King, $2. Look at those platforms on his shoes.
Oh, no. Yeah, he's got creepers. He's got creepers on.
Is that what they call them? They call them creepers?
Those like rockabilly shoes.
Rockabilly shoes, creepers, and they've got like a big ass, like fat sole on them. Yeah, they're creepers.
It looks like when the Muppets make a human puppet.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Hey, bodyguard, you want to get in, buy him?
You can take some, too.
Now, I like this because it's the License to Kill movie. Remember from the list?
Yeah.
And that's the one he thought was License to Drive. But yeah, there's our boy Robert Davi.
Ooh, someone went to Zia Records, got themselves a laser disc of License to Kill. Imagine the money it costs to put License to Kill on laser discs.
Yeah. Well, and did they not take the price sticker off?
Oh, yeah, no, it looks like it's on there.
And the
still.
White car, that red and yellow thing, that's like a classic, like
old
slap
maybe
it on
he bought
sticker.
It. He probably bought it that day.
Okay, maybe.
I'll message him.
Oh, you got the hat.
You
want to
get in here, buddy?
I really kind of just wanted a picture of Robert. All right.
I think I'm right. It says Davi's something. Maybe it's not hat, but it does say Davi's something.
But I think Robert Davi really does some sort of singing thing as well. Because, you know, like he sings opera or whatever in the movie.
Oh, shit.
Right here. One, two, go.
Does it say Davi's way?
Davi's way.
Oh, Davi's. kids.
That would make sense if he's like a crooner, though. I did it Dobby's way. And that's how I order my sub at Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, let me get that Dobby's way, please.
Yeah, I'd like that Dobby's way if you guys got a chance.
All right, take a big
I'm not
shit
in a hurry. So just, yeah, what is just make it Dobby's way.
It's just oil.
Two. Goonies! Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Now, I don't know. I think what this is here, I think people are handing out Goonies coins, like gold coins.
Oh.
And I think this guy's talking, these are like the molds for them or something.
This is how he cast them.
But I think he's like trying to give them to Corey, which on one hand, it's very nice, or he's trying to give him a coin or something. But on the other hand,
you chose the wrong guy.
Even though it's a Corey thing, it also, I could understand. At a certain point, if it's been 40 years of this movie, people are trying to give you Goonies shit all the time.
Well, yeah.
So I could almost understand. Like, ah,
give
I don't
a coin.
Need.
A coin well, you can put in your pocket, but a yeah. giant fucking lead yeah. cast.
And when we know he hates like his movies, he yeah. doesn't ever want to yeah. talk about them. And this does look like something like the guy, it's like a cursed object that he shouldn't have. Like, yeah, he's like, here, take this. And it has like a degen in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't. He doesn't want the fucking... It Follows naked guy to come after
Look at
him.
My wife. Look at her down there. Just being a little cutie pie.
Well, and I mean, because even like him hating his old movies, like he's smiling here.
Yeah.
But I do get the vibe, and maybe it's just because I have a certain thought of Corey. I don't think he's enjoying it still, though. I don't think he's like really like, oh, this is great.
What
like,
he enjoys about this is that he gets to show up somewhere where everyone's like, you're the best. Yeah. That's and that is the only reason he went.
I think Carrie Green's enjoying it. Davi loves this shit for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, look at her. She loves it. Yeah. Those aren't veneers.
Well, what
those
about giant lady? Giant lady is.
Are you talking
it?
About Big Bird over there?
This is when people say. This is when I'm like, oh, I guess people are right. We are bullies.
I mean, it's probably in heels, I assume.
She's next to Corey though, too. Which
all
is funny.
I'll say she turned left and knocked a couple people over.
Maybe it's perspective. I don't know.
Nah.
Two, Goonies.
Time to put my arm around your shoulder.
And I also have a coin from the film I want to give to you as a gift. I heard you speaking today at the panel, and I was like, I feel for you.
Yeah, showing
you,
the mold, I think this guy sold himself short. He should have said, I've got a coin for you, and showed the coin.
Yeah.
But by showing the mold, like... Not to defend Corey, but Corey clearly doesn't know what he's looking at.
Yeah.
And there's kind of no reason for him to know what he's looking at.
I had no idea what it was either.
Yeah.
But I get, and he also says, I have a coin from the movie. So I don't know if he's saying it's a legit, like, screen use prop. But it is kind of funny because Corey's just on his phone. He's like,
just checking his texts.
Like, oh, nice. Sweet. I love hearing about this coin you're going to give me.
Yeah, I'm team Corey on this one.
Yeah,
get
I'm
out
kinda,
of here, dork.
I'm kind of with Corey on this.
Some guy's trying to leave, give him a coin. He's just leaving bad comments on our video. He's just trying to report them.
I feel for you. I love you, man. And I got a coin for you, too.
Well, I wish you had some bikes in there. That would be even cooler.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's great. His answer, and it's hard to hear him, but he goes, I wish you had some bikes. That would be cooler. Like,
bikes?
Like he's just going to give him Goonies bikes instead of coins.
What? I wish I had a Goonies bike from the scene I'm not in.
What? Yeah, what?
Well, that is one of the other known things for the Goonies is they're always on their bike. Like, they're kids on their bikes.
I think of the bike, I think of Brawlin, though.
Now,
like, ran off the
but
thing.
He's chasing them on their bikes.
True.
Though.
Okay.
But also, why is that where he went?
It is a great response, though. Like, hey, I got a coin from the movie for you. Well, do you have a bike? That'd be cool.
Yeah, it's just an insane jump.
Got
to
a
make.
Joint, man? Be cooler if you did. You're like, you weren't even in that movie.
Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking, I don't hear what he says.
Oh, I guess I just flew out here.
Well, I wish you had some bikes in there. That would be even cooler.
It would be great if he wasn't saying bikes and he was saying vikes, like some Vicodin.
Yeah, oh, dude.
I wish you had some vikes. That'd rock.
Hey, Corey, Jim, that's glutes.
You know what? We're famously good at hearing things. Perhaps that is what he said.
Wish you had some vikes. That would rock.
Wish you could juke my dick.
I wish you had some bikes in there. That would be even cooler.
Adrian's like, you're in a movie?
Yeah, what is this?
I thought you were a guitar player.
You grew up in this house?
Is this real?
Is this your grandpa?
Am I real?
Is Pushy pointed Dobby?
Yeah, and I think Davi's showing him a coin here. They're all huddling around these coins.
Oh, I wish it was a bike.
Would have been cool if it was a bike, though.
They all have the insane group thing somehow.
Oh, is that a Goonies bike? Ah, oh, it's a coin.
Yeah, and he's complaining too. He's also complaining. I forgot.
He's complaining about how bad his coin apparently looks.
Oh, Robert Davi, you got a cool coin. I got a crappy one. I got a crappy thing that I don't even want.
And he's saying it right in front of Nosferatu.
Hey, Corey, be grateful for what you have.
I got that. Hold on. I want to hear him say it again.
I got there first.
Fuck, I keep missing it.
I got there first. you want to switch?
Dude, these people are laughing. Don't be laughing at this. You're encouraging him.
Yeah, he's shit-talking him. Maybe they're laughing at Davi saying, I got there first.
He was like, you're better.
Come here. Wait, 1 second. Go.
He starts punching him in the stomach. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he grabs him.
Perfect.
All right. Awesome. Sorry to bother you.
Pain in the ass. I'm going to get a photo.
These fans, fucking pain in the ass fans.
Here's the fucking guy with the molds again. Like, dude, we don't want to see the molds anymore.
Well, you got any shitty coins for me?
Fucking one of the Russo brothers over here keeps showing him the coins.
You want to leave it with sound production? I'll take care of it.
Corey, what do you think?
Oh, I think there he's just telling the guy, give it to them.
Give it to my people.
Yeah, and I'll get it.
Yeah, just like my people right there. He's pointing at a trash can. Just give it to my guy.
Yeah, throw it in there.
Oh, it does say Davi's way on the hat.
Yeah, I'm proud of knowing that that's a Davi's something.
And I think here's where Adam the Woo asks him a question. Oh, actually, you know what? No, I remember now. Adam the Woo asks him a question, and Corey gives him a classic shitty Corey answer.
Oh, like he didn't know
so,
the
you know
right
what?
Details.
He asks him, what do you think about the Burbs show they're making? Like, they're doing the remake. Do you have any guesses on what kind of response he might have?
I'm sure he's shit. He's like, well, they didn't call me, so is it really the Burbs?
Almost. There we go.
I don't know. Ready? Yeah.
You want to leave it with sound production? I'll take care of it. Sure.
Corey, what do you think about the new Burbs that's coming out?
I don't.
You don't think about it at all?
I mean, that's fair, dude. Come on. Like, Corey's killing this.
But that's the turnaround. Why be shitty for no reason?
I mean, that's good. They burned him. They didn't put him in the show.
He could simply say, like, it's cool. I love the Burbs.
And then we're not
making fun of you.
Oh, DEI Burbs? Well, no, thank you.
The thing is, most people, and the people there laughed, like, you would usually give someone the benefit of the doubt for that answer because it does sound, you know, hey, it's tongue in cheek. I'm just goofing around. But we've heard him give that answer or similar answers and be dead serious.
Yeah.
So I don't, he's not doing it in a fun way.
Well, yeah. But that rules, honestly. Like, if it, that's like, you know, if the, trying not, to think of comparison, but
no,
yeah,
but
when they remake your shitty thing and you're not involved.
Well, but
in it.
You're like the directors and creators of the Burbs are like, fuck Corey Feldman, he doesn't belong on our show.
They definitely are.
But I'm saying, like, if that was like a story, his answer makes perfect sense. But if it's just a show is being made and an old actor that was in that show isn't in it, why is that a reason to be mad?
But
at
Jeff, you're almost being the guy that's like Harrison Ford rocks because he's always like.
Right.
Fucking
well, that
Star
was the
Wars
comparison I was going to make, right. But like, I don't know, it kind of does rock. Like, if it was like you're asked, like, I don't know of a good example.
No, I get what you're saying.
I'm a big fan of punk rock Corey. I think the hat's changed him. I think this is it. He's turning over a new leaf just in time for Felt Dog Summer.
He's following Davi's way, and it's made him a different person.
Look at his bodyguard over here. He's shook as fuck, by the way. Look how scared he is of the crowd. He's like, oh my God, I might have to do something.
his bodyguard is socially anxiety.
He's looking at Big Bird, and he's like, oh, I don't know if I can take her. I don't know. If she decides to do something, man, I'm at her whim.
Listen, I'll be your bodyguard, but I got socially anxiety and don't like confrontation. So
he looks like that meme of like when you lie on the job application.
When you nut and she keeps sucking.
He looks so worried that something might happen, he'll have to do something.
Well, yeah, he's like constantly having to turn his head to look for snipers and stalkers.
Corey, what do you think about the new Burbs that's coming out?
I don't.
You don't think about it at all. You don't think about it at all.
No, I got something. Hey, Corey.
Yeah, they keep. They've been trying to take a picture, and Feldman's just like roaming around. So they're like, "Can someone get Corey?
Come on, you got to be a pro like my girl Carrie. Come on,
she's ready to go.
Yeah."
For me, it's good enough. For me, it's good enough.
All right, guys. Last thing we wanted to
just
do.
That balcony would fall over.
Okay, so yeah, this guy talking is the guy that bought the house. So he like bought the house and has kind of made it into
like. I thought
you
were saying
a,
that like he died.
Oh,
this
no,
guy
no,
really
no.
bought the house.
He's kind of making it into some sort of like Goonies museum, like running the event or whatever. This dude on the left is the creator of the Goldbergs. I think he's somehow involved.
Well, I was
in
just
going to well.
Say the really? Dude on the left. When someone tells me act casual, oh yeah, that's something people do. He's a Man. Puppet in Mr. Rogers.
Who made this entire thing possible? Richard Donner.
Yes.
This man is why we're all standing here right now, and he's Cheers. If not the greatest.
Cheers. Okay, is that soda?
Corey's trying to steal the moment.
He tries to steal the moment, and actually, he's about to interrupt here too. As
sure looks like beer.
Or it looks like a mixed drink, but maybe it's just a watered down.
Could
Coke.
Be a ginger ale.
Yeah, but listen, because the guy's doing like kind of hey. Richard Donner, the director, he passed away. Like, they've always called him, like, you know, the original Goonie or whatever. Like, they always love him. And Corey has to interrupt when he calls him the, like, one of the greatest producer directors or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers. Director, producer of all time.
Well, besides Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, he had to throw that in. Like, yeah.
This ain't about him, dude. Why?
Listen, I know he's dead, but I got to say it.
Like, not even, like, just dunking on him. That's the perfect example
of
Corey thinking he's the main character everywhere he goes.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't say something like that when someone else is giving a speech if you don't just, like, think that you are the center of the world.
In my mind, too, I think in his line of thinking is like, well, I'll shout out Steven, and then he'll give me a call for a new project. He'll get me in Goonies 2, maybe.
Hey, Steve, I hope you're a subscriber of Adam the Woo. It's me, Corey.
Steven Spielberg calls him to buy the Goonies coin.
Hope you're a big Guttermouth fan, Steven.
I actually got an in on a better one, though. I got to get it from Robert.
Yeah, he makes a $400 version of the coin.
So lift your glasses.
Oh, watch what he does.
Yeah,
baby. It's like a naked gun joke.
It's like a Meatballs 2 joke.
Yeah.
That's good.
It is pretty good. He's killing with the crowd.
It's a great way to bring it back to him again.
He's like the only guy with a cup.
For the fourth time in 30 seconds.
Literally the only guy up there with a drink, and he does the stupid glasses bit.
Yeah, for podcasters, he lifts his sunglasses, you know, not the glass of the drink
Corey,
that he has in his
Corey,
hand.
Corey, surely you must be joking. I'm not, and I'm not a girl. Just fucks it up.
Gooch, thank you for the Twitch sub. Happy Feld Dog the 13th to you as well.
So lift your glasses. Let's say cheers to Richard Donner. We love
cheers.
You.
Cheers.
Yeah. And we will never forget.
Fucking Zach Braff over there fucking thinking it's hilarious.
So let's do a three-cheer hip-hop.
Yes.
Hip-hop.
What? Dude, I have no idea. What? Is that like an inside joke?
The fuck
or...
is Dobby talking about right now?
Yeah, let's do a three-cheer hip-hop.
Okay, Jim, if I said to you, let's do a three-cheer hip-hop, what would you think that means?
Ooh.
I would be like, is that a Fortnite dance? Like, what are you talking about?
My brain...
I'm not okay. I'm not okay.
I thought it was a hip, hip, hooray three times, but then that's not what he's doing. So what the fuck is a three-cheer hip, hip?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Is it something, a three-cheer hip-hop?
Well, it
hip-hop.
Is. Oh, he said a hip-hop?
Yeah, and then he goes hip-hop, and everyone goes hip-hop, hip-hop, hip-hop.
That's what's happening?
Hip-hop,
yeah, I'm trying
hip-hop,
to see, is it some sort of Richard Donner thing, but nothing's coming up.
Three-cheer hip-hop.
I mean, that's just Davi's way. He's
that's true. That, it is Davi's way, dude. We're all just in his way.
All right, on three, a three-cheer hip-hop. Everyone's like, huh?
Yeah!
So let's do a three-cheer hip-hop. Hip-hop! 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 Donger!
Hip-hop, 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 donger.
Okay. What the fuck is Dobby talking about?
I think Richard Donner was one of the pillars of hip-hop. I think that's what we're getting at here.
Yeah, B-boying.
Yeah, Richard Donner.
B-boying.
MCing.
MCing. Graffiti.
And Richard Donner.
And Richard Donner.
Maybe Richard Donner is just, Dobby is just into fucking, like, post-ironic memes.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Shit that doesn't make sense.
What if, what if Robert Dobby should be on, like, the Absolutely production company? He just gets some real, like, Tim and Eric fucking anti-humor.
I've been hanging out with Sam Hyde. He's got a lot of great ideas.
I wonder if I can get everyone to do a three-cheer hip-hop. You think they'll just do it? I
think if I just start saying hip-hop, they'll just repeat it.
And we will never forget you.
Cheers to Richard Donner!
So let's do a three-cheer hip-hop. Hip-hop! Hip-hop! Hip-hop!
I'm Corey. Look at Corey's face. Corey rules!
Carrie's just back there laughing because she's like, what the fuck are they doing?
He's still raising his glass. They're all raising their glass.
Hip-hop, hip-hop, hip-hop!
Cheers! Hey, listen, but the other thing is he would make you all call him Don Dicker.
Yep.
Okay.
Bye! See you later!
The only thing I could think of, and I'm probably giving him more credit, and if this is the case, then it's Adam the Woo's fault, because if there was a
drag Adam the Woo through.
If there was a thing where beforehand he was like, on set, we always used to do a three-cheer hip-hop, and for whatever reason, he cut that part out and just left in this.
That's 100%, because Corey's response only makes sense. Is like, another thing he said is, dick, or whatever he's saying.
Don Dicker.
Mic drop.
The lengths you guys are going to make this make sense is crazy.
That's the only way. I think that's true.
No, I think too
baffling. Because Corey's response makes sense.
No, I think that... Dobby, we know, is a weirdo, so he did a weird thing.
And Corey's a weirdo.
Is an egomaniac, so he made everything about him.
Why do we know Dobby's a weirdo off of this video?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
In general.
I mean, you've been here for like six of his interviews.
he was being a weirdo in the Today Show or Good Morning America or whatever it was. But no, I think both Dobby and Feldman are on that Dobby's way right now.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to one up each other, just making shit up.
Don Dicker.
Yep. Absolutely.
And JP.
Steven, thank you. Thank you for
Dead Man they're talking about again.
Richard Donner makes such an iconic movie that holds so near and dear in all our hearts.
Yeah.
You got a bench for him too?
We do. No, well.
That was a reference because I cut the part out when he said that we wanted to honor Richard Donner. They have a bench for him on the porch. I mean,
Corey's killing it. You also can tell he's just waiting for his chance to say anything every time. Because as soon as someone starts talking, he's like back.
That ain't killing it.
That is killing it.
That's
he's not killing it. He's making a mockery of everything happening.
What I think, but to what you're saying, the only reason why he's doing that is because he's hoping to get kicked out so they'll give him his check and he'll leave.
Yes.
Hurry up. Give me my check. Kick me out of here. It's funny because when you back it up, when the guy was doing his tribute to Richard Donner,
cowards.
When he's doing his tribute to Richard Donner, Corey's like, what about Spielberg?
Yeah.
And now when he's doing his tribute to Spielberg, he's like, what about Donner's bitch? What's going on here?
Nothing ever makes Corey happy.
That holds so near and dear in all our hearts.
Yeah.
You got a bench for him, too?
We do. No, well. Steven's still alive.
I'm just
Columbus!
Mean.
Columbus! Hey! Without him, we wouldn't have gremlins! And you wouldn't put water on them!
Let's hear it
for Goonies!
For America.
Dude, Corey is so... Like, we know he's full of himself, but then you watch this and you're just like...
Oh, dude, I love it.
No one in this crowd of people... This crowd of people, no one is trying to make it about themselves except for him.
But they're enabling. But he's doing it over. The audience is enabling him,
too. Well, 100%. That's why he does it. Mm. But like, he keeps doing it. He keeps doing it.
He can't help himself.
No one else is even doing it once, and he's just doing it 10 times. Right. He's the only one doing it, and he's doing it 10 times.
That guy in the crowd bombing so hard with, and put water on him. They should have, like, made him leave.
Corey should have pointed at him and be like, that's Jim and them.
It's Mike and Jeff. And he's like,
those are my haters.
Jim's up on the roof. I know it. Where's my girlfriend?
Well, what's funny, because Carrie Green apparently just walked away in disgust a long time ago.
Yeah, she's
like,
smart.
I can't stand this guy.
She's smart.
I gotta go record a cameo inside.
Rosalita.
Okay, so right now they're calling out people that have passed away from the movie.
Let's hear it for John Matuszek.
Hip hop,
Joey. Not yet.
What about Joey?
Yeah, Joey Pants. He's alive.
He's
just not there.
Ann Ramsey, Mama.
Yeah. Have some respect, says Corey.
All right, hold on. You got to hear this part here.
Oh, God, okay.
Because he shouts out the mom who passed away. She's great, by the way, because she's also the mom in Monster Squad, and she's in, like, Lethal Weapon. And
I didn't realize that was the same. That was the Monster Squad mom.
And she's also in that classic Tales from the Crypt episode, like the Christmas one, I think, with the Killer Santa.
Huh.
Oh, I was thinking Mama Fratelli.
No. They did shout out. They shout out Ann Ramsey as well, but they're the Goonies mom.
Mary Ellen Trainer.
Miss her and Mrs.
Listen.
Her house.
Yeah. Listen.
Mary Trainer, she's no moss.
Jesus.
what is he doing?
I don't know. Maybe a Mexican guy said that. I don't know. There was one Mexican guy.
Did he say she's dead in Spanish?
Everyone
no more.
Paused. Like, oh.
She's Why? No. She's no mas.
Why would he
Worm
do it that
food.
Way?
Capiche? All these people dead, not me.
What the fuck? What an insane way to do that.
Donde You're right. with Diablo.
Yeah, was he doing a joke because his character speaks Spanish? Is that where he was going?
Yes. Because I'm going to say the mind of Corey
we
is
are
so
definitely,
complex.
To Mike's point, Jeff and I keep bending
you
over
guys
backwards.
Keep jumping through fucking hoops
to try and rationalize
this guy's baffling decisions.
I mean, we're watching his set and he's killing it. So we're just trying to figure out.
You guys are backwards 90 degrees. You've been so far fucking backwards.
The best part of that, though, is the fucking, like, yeah, there's like 3 seconds where everyone's like, huh?
You're like, that's fucked.
She's no mas. No, seriously. She's no mas.
Dead.
Oh, I gotta take it back.
That's so crazy.
He really just like, it's a fucking record scratch moment, dude.
Well, and yeah, everyone you're talking about is no moss.
Yeah. I thought we were doing that. I thought we were talking about the no moss people.
Keith Walker.
And what about Mary Ellen Trainer?
Mary Ellen Trainer.
Mr. and Mrs.
This
Walsh.
Was her house.
Yeah. Mary Trainer, she's no moss.
Well, and he brought it up.
Me, Yamo Corey Feldman. Yo, soy fiesta.
Well, and he brought it up because he knew he was about to drop that option.
Yeah,
well,
he knew it.
If you go back, you can see him thinking really hard about someone who hasn't been brought up yet.
Yeah.
So maybe he really was ready to say no moss.
No, I think Jeff's right. I think that popped in his head, and he's like, oh, yeah, I could bring it up now.
Yeah, he like threw his own alley-oop.
But yeah, let's listen for just the quick death dead silence that he gets from that.
Keith Walker.
And what about Mary Ellen Trainer?
Mary Ellen Trainer.
Mr. and Mrs.
This
Walsh.
Was her house.
Yeah. Mary Trainer, she's no moss.
Everyone just looking at
he's
him.
He's here, guy go, oh, man.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez, Rick. Oh, jeez, Corey.
Oh, boy,
Corey.
Why did we take the portal gun to this shit? Have you seen how bad the guys that do the voices are now? I saw, like, a clip of them.
I thought they sounded like, identical.
No, there's a clip of them, like, at some con. They're like, hey, Marty. He's like,
in the show, it sounds, you wouldn't even know the difference.
Yo, I saw a clip. Mike watches new Rick and Morty.
I saw a clip. I thought it sounded off, but I haven't really watched much besides that. Drew Kane in the chat. Corey Haim is no moss.
Dude, it really is. And everyone's baffled and silent.
Yeah. I love the guy who just goes, oh, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, two moss. What two moss?
Sir and Mrs. This was her house.
Yeah. Mary Trainer, she's no moss.
Oh, man.
Oh, jeez.
You hear one guy laugh like he thinks it's a joke, that he's like, shit, he wouldn't say this if he wasn't a joke, right?
Ant-Man Slimmer, thank you for the super chat. I'm happy Jeff is back.
Hey,
shout out Ant-Man.
Shout outs. Yeah, wow. Go. You should zoink me.
I love Ant-Man.
Ouch.
Yeah. Harry Trainer, she's no mas.
Oh, man.
No, really.
You guys,
she's not,
I mean, thank you.
Like,
so
for
much.
Real? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's like, okay, let's go ahead and fucking.
Trades off.
Yeah, let's
no,
fucking.
Like, really, dude?
And then, yeah, that lady steps in like, we need to fucking nip this shit off
cancer.
Right now.
It was really long. Long
he just
slow.
Trails away. No, really, she's.
All right,
y'all.
Yeah, but thank you so much. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Thank you for coming out. We'll see you next time. We'll see you again in 40 years.
A giant cane comes out and like yanks Corey away.
Yeah. Harry Trainer, she's no mas.
Oh, man.
No, really.
You guys,
she's not,
I mean, thank you so much. The tribute means so
it
much.
It was like, yeah, literally, we all asserted the troops.
Yeah, fucking loser.
Yeah, that's the Goldbergs guy.
And so, you'll see it when it's done. But we put together like this show that you can't talk about. You're all under an NDA. As
he sounds wasted. I mean, I guess he always sounds wasted.
He's holding his drink sideways.
Oh, he's sober. You sound crazy.
I think he's talking about like they're filming a documentary there.
Oh yeah, no, they actually were, because Adam LeBlue talked about how he got to like do interviews for it or something.
But it's funny that Corey's talking about it like it's his project when it's not.
You sound far too surprised that Corey is doing that.
Done, but we put together like this show that you can't talk about. You're all under an NDA.
Don't point at me. Why is he pointing at me? Don't point at me, Corey.
We put together a little show that every one of us is involved with just a little bit.
Let's get four biggity biggity boos. Biggity biggity boo.
Wow, what an insane... That no moss moment is baffling.
Yeah, so that's all I had from that, but it's pretty fun. Like, again, only some short clips, but classic Corey-isms ready to go.
I mean, this is single-handedly made me a fan.
Yeah,
he came in
around
with dark comedy.
Alex, thank you for the super chat. Two Moss is underrated.
He went two Moss. He's doing two Moss.
I do want to hear that one last time. No, really. She's like,
thank you so much.
Rotten in the ground.
Mr. and Mrs.
This
Walsh.
This was her house.
No, yeah. Harry Trainer, she's no Moss.
Oh, man.
No, really.
You
she's
guys,
not,
I mean,
isn't...
thank you so much.
She doesn't breathe anymore.
What an... That's just... I
she doesn't walk around.
I can't
look
even...
It up.
I can't even fathom a reason to do that. Not even a Corey reason. There's that's a baffling decision.
He's doing... He's doing Duolingo and learning Spanish.
I mean, maybe.
The only thing, again, I could think of is because... In the movie, she's like, Mouth, can you translate? Or but again, I'm giving him way too much credit.
No, I mean, that actually makes sense.
Yeah.
If like
I don't know.
In his drunk brain right then, he's like, I spoke Spanish. I'll do it right now.
I mean, she did die from complications of pancreatic cancer in 2015.
Yeah, no mas.
What were the complications? The cancer?
The doctor just walked in and was like, ma'am. You're no moss. I'm sorry. Puts her chart down.
We've done everything and she's no moss. No, really. Like she's
No, really. She like doesn't breathe or walk around.
The nurse
anymore.
Comes in. All right. Thank you guys so much.
Man, you can always count on our boy.
Who's our boy? Dobby?
Oh,
wait, what?
I can't believe you filth pigs got my longtime friend, Kerry Green, to shout out your stupid podcast. Also, Kerry Green has been married to E-Rock for years, so stay away, Mr. Steele.
Thank you, E-Rock.
You know what? You know
thank you for the super chat.
Wait,
you
know, well,
the super tip, I mean.
Imagine,
thank you, Corey, for the super tip.
Imagine being that desperate and sad that you're like, all right, I know what I have to do. I have to send the money to pretend to be Corey.
Actually, Alex hit us with another one. He hit us with a...
Sunset Boulevard.
You'll have to see it.
What else do we have here? Oh, okay. Actually, the other thing, the big important thing, is Corey has released a snippet of the new song.
Oh, that is a big important thing.
But the thing is, like, I was like, oh, do we not listen to it? Oh, we got to listen to it.
I think it would
like,
be...
I'm with you where I was like, I almost shouldn't, but I can't.
I don't think
not.
We should.
We got to hear the snippet.
I feel like we 100% shouldn't.
No, we got to.
Well, and we know 30 seconds like a of a idea. Corey Feldman song, there's going to be four other parts that are completely different.
We're going to know too much about the song, and it's going to take away from the song.
It's time to look at Corey's Twitter!
But yeah, on Corey's Twitter, he released a snippet of the song. I feel like we'd be doing ourselves a disservice if we didn't listen to the 30-second snippet.
Yeah,
I guess. I want it to be known. I think this is a bad idea.
What's the chat say? Oh, I'm seeing a lot of yeses. Play. I mean, I know we're still team 627, but sometimes you got to wet your beaks.
Like that woman from earlier. Yeah.
Oh, actually.
See, now we know. Are you happy, Jim? Are you fucking happy?
There it was, the snippet.
I feel like, Jim, I genuinely mean this. I think that's all we need to hear.
Hold on.
Because that tells us what we need to know.
Well,
you were curious
and
not told that answered your question.
I realized we didn't read the tweet here.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Goonies Day. On this day, June 7th, exactly 40 years ago, hashtag the Goonies hit theaters, and one of my most beloved hashtag characters, hashtag mouth, was introduced to the world. So in honor of hashtag Goonies 40th and my 50 years in entertainment, here's a tiny little taste of my new single, hashtag characters, coming 6/22.
I think we've heard all we need to hear. Jim, I mean it. I know that I was saying we shouldn't play it at all, but what you played...
Maybe just a little bit
that
more.
That 1 second, but Jim...
Maybe a little
you
maybe
heard,
like 29 bit more.
You heard more. All you need to hear to know what we needed to know, and now we already know.
I think we got to hear a little more.
You're all just characters.
It is very...
Yeah, what do we expect? I don't know what we expected.
It's like a...
Remember when I was worried that this song would let us down?
It's like,
and now it sounds like some fucking... Some Ren Faire fucking bard's poem.
Oh, shit. Actually,
so I wonder... Wouldn't it be awesome if there's parts of the song he sings as different characters?
Oh, my God. That'd be so great.
Yeah. Like, it's from the... It's like a 7-verse song.
Dude, it really sounds like some Ren Faire bullshit.
It sounds like the Beatles.
Yeah, I could totally hear the Beatles here.
You're all just characters.
Oh, pause. When he said it's inspired, the music is just the Beatles.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like, just... what is it? It's like Strawberry Fields or something.
We need to not listen to any more of the song.
Cover your ears, plebe.
Well, someone made a great point. I'm surprised we didn't think of it. Is because, you know, he keeps talking about like, well, Jeff, I'm not sure if you even heard this when we're reading his Twitter, where someone was like, you know, how can I hear the song? Like asking where it's going
to
be streaming.
Yeah, what's the best place to listen to this song?
And he's like, with headphones for sure. AirPods 2 Pros, because it's got Dolby Surround. So he's actually setting it up where if people don't like it, he's probably going to be like, you probably didn't listen to it on the right headphones because it's supposed to have Dolby.
You need true stereo mixing.
So it's just going to be him going back and forth between our ears, right?
Yeah, right. Means. Yeah, just the same shit they've been doing for 70 years or whatever.
But maybe he's doing like a Taking Back Sunday and he's like, calling like he yeah. It's like Jace, like the kid from Friday the 13th. With the trans vampires, like best friends mean.
You're all just characters in each other's lives. You make up characters that create.
All right, that's it. 10
Put
seconds.
The hi-hats at
all we're
11.
Getting is 10 seconds.
It's insane that this might be the worst song you've ever made.
What do you mean?
I was worried I was worried it was going to be a letdown, and instead it's just the worst song he's ever written.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to cap it at 10
just 20
seconds.
More. Let's see.
No, okay, let's go 15. We'll go, we're reading halfway.
Halfway, yeah.
And no, I'm with Mike. Only 10 seconds.
Yeah.
That's it.
Part but we can, 1, 15.
But we can
part
hear.
Part 2, the last 15.
Let's hear that 10 seconds again, though.
Yeah.
You're all just characters in each other's lives. We all make up characters that create.
It is so funny, like, if we really are, like, through the other side of the looking glass, because you never realize, because, again, we're so fair that if you listen to us a week, 2 weeks ago, and we're talking about he's got new music, and as Mike was saying, like, oh, what if this lets us down, or we didn't think it would be good, but it was like, what if he's kind of at least turned it around a little bit or something?
Or what if it's a song?
Yes. Yeah, but you can hear, like, his voice is getting worse.
We're
like,
all mad here, Jim.
Worse.
We are all just characters.
And each other's lives. Well, play that 10 seconds again, and we'll have to guess how it continues. Yeah. Like,
we are all just characters in each other's lives. We all make up characters that create.
We all create the world.
Oh man, I'm more excited. At least I'm amped up for some new music.
I mean, if there was one benefit to playing a little bit, even though I said we shouldn't, I was wrong in that there's no way this didn't stoke the flame.
We are all just characters. Send those migrants back to Mexico.
Corey.
Dude, it is so funny, too, because it's like, is this... Do you think this could be the official pivot from Michael Jackson to the Beatles?
Oh!
Like, where he... Like, he finally realized...
Michael Jackson.
Hip-hop?
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 Sorry, I got hyped.
No, because you know what I mean? Like, he's based everything off of MJ for decades.
But he's based his look and his dancing off of MJ, not his music.
But that's what I mean. Well, his music a little bit, because when he does the... I mean, it doesn't sound like it, but when he does the, like, the Comeback King verses, like...
Really? You think that's supposed to be Michael Jackson?
That's got some later Michael Jackson vibes to it, where Michael Jackson, even like Smooth Criminal, in the Smooth Criminal voice.
I just took it as white guy trying to rap.
Nah, I feel like he was doing kind of like the Smooth Criminal voice verse type of Michael. Like, obviously, he's doing it badly. But what I'm saying is now he's just going to be stuck in, Sergeant Pepper's, where... he's just going to be like trippy drug cool guy now. Fucking Lucy in the Sky of Diamonds. Dude.
Yeah, Lonely Farts Club band. Am I right?
I'm a loser. Not me.
Man.
A baffling 10 seconds. It was so bad that 10 seconds feels like I just heard an entire song.
Yes.
Well, and the little trumpet part was like incredible.
Yes. Yeah. Like just, He thinks he's revitalizing the wall of sound. This is awesome.
Oh, yeah. He's Phil Spector, dude.
This is fucking awesome, dude. He's on a whole nother one that we didn't even see coming.
Yeah. Well, he said Beatles influenced. I didn't know it would be, like, better. Abbey Road is kind of horseshit compared to this.
But seriously, characters is no mas. what else has he got on his Twitter? Actually, no, there's some pretty good stuff on his Twitter as well. They're doing a bit, but I can't tell if they're like trolling or if they're just one of his retarded fans. Hello, Corey. You signed my Goonies shirt with Invisible Disappearing Ink, and I want my $35 back.
That's actually very cheap.
And that's his answer. LOL, if you were charged $35, it must have been a scam. Because my autographs cost a tad bit more at cons or via websites.
Weird flex.
Yeah, right? So IDK, where they got a $35 deal, but I wouldn't trust it. Go ahead.
I was going to say, he called like five different people. Like, who has $35 that belong to me? He switches back to his real body. Hey!
And most people want weird stuff signed. Well, I'm sorry to say, every material isn't made for signing. Like, he took it dead serious.
Yeah.
And was, flexing that his prices are terrible. Actually, let me pull it up. I do have a price list that was going around.
Hell yeah.
A couple months ago.
Jeff, have you seen the Oh, shit, what's the guy's name? That signed the poster from last week?
Oh, Jason Patrick.
Yeah, have you seen the Jason Patrick video? We should replay that just because it's funny and Jeff needs to see it.
Who's Jason Patrick?
From Lost Boys. And he's the older Corey Haim's older brother.
Oh, okay.
It's so good. There's a video of him signing stuff, and he talks about Corey, and it's fucking awesome.
Okay, hell
yeah. It's so good.
He likes him?
Yeah. Big fan. Huge fan.
He wasn't a big fan of his acting, but he showed me a preview of characters, and let me just tell you, the Beatles who?
Hold on, let me pull
this. The Beatles the who?
People may have seen this, but let me pull this price list up in the video here. So yeah, we got, I think it's actually gone up since this.
Oh, it's gone way up because we've seen prices that are higher than this.
Yeah, that's Kim's fault.
Personalized autograph, $80. Non-personalized autograph, $160. Character name, an extra $20. Inscription of up to 4 words, $40.
Hip hop.
Photo opportunity, $80 with your own phone or camera.
Four words would you choose? Like, thank you, dude. Bye.
Yeah.
Like, wait.
I can only think of 13.
Four words isn't enough to do anything.
Right. I can only think of 13.
Best wishes? Is he basically saying we need it to be really, really short?
Yeah. What could it be?
Like, best wishes or like.
Maybe Jim them pop
big
culture.
Big fan. Oh, yeah.
Jim them pop culture.
Jim. Leave
my next song is called Magical Piss Story Tour, Olopolomozo.
Thank you, Corey, aka Zenpai. Let me find that Jason Patrick thing.
Dude, the Jason Patrick video is so good. His prices have definitely gone up since. I'm surprised he was able to find a shrink wrapped Love Left 2.1, because we know for a fact he opened all of them up, ate the candy, and then put in new lanyards. So I don't know where he found one that was still wrapped. Oh, Jeff, you're going to fucking love this video.
And I've always
all just characters. This is already a fucking earworm. It's already a banger.
That's what I'm saying. I need to hear more. I need 20 seconds more.
And I've always wanted to say my dad was the one that showed me the movie Rush.
Wait, hold on.
I love when people are so Southern, they sound gay.
Yeah, this is great. This video is so good. Because it's like real. It's the realest shit.
Thank you. Best undercover cop movie I've ever seen in my life.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Like, the most realistic of everything.
Jason Patrick was in the most.
It's different, but this movie called Narc.
I've seen it. It was amazing. Yeah, you have a whole great body of work.
Well, thank you. All right. Now, you're going to try to get Kiefer signed this one day, I assume. Right?
Eventually, yes. All
right. So where would you like me to sign this so I can leave you some room? Can I get right here?
Right here would be fine, yeah.
Imagine getting Kiefer and Billy West.
If you ever have Corey Feldman sign this, I suggest you don't. But if you do, he's going to try to sign it right in the middle with his big old lovely signature. And you tell him that Jason Patrick said you sign right here and you sign nice, and he's going to kick your ass.
Okay? I'll do it.
He
is a character.
Oh!
Yeah!
Wait, because he has a response to that.
But we are all just characters. This is marketing.
He's an M-slur.
He's a piece of work.
Yeah, he's a piece of work.
So he definitely had his name signed over by Corey.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Because Corey hates, because that guy is really like the star of the movie, even though like Haim is
Yeah, you know what? He's probably seen a million posters that he went to sign and he saw big fucking Corey Feldman.
Yeah, Corey is in the movie for like 15 minutes. Yeah. This guy is kind of the star that gets lost in everything.
I love that he says, like, if you're going to have Corey do this, and I recommend
you don't.
Yeah, it's like nothing about it is a joke. It's just like, he's going to do this. Tell him I said this.
Yeah, he sucks. Yeah, isn't he great? Don't you love him now?
That's great. Yeah, because he's also he just looks like a normal dad or whatever.
He's so good.
I feel like these were probably the tweets he was writing when that guy was showing him the coins.
Yeah, nice coins. Cool.
Yeah, because the guy's like, that's okay, Corey. I'm still a fan. So you remember the guy at Loser Tour last year kept yelling, what's up? That was me. Of course. You were in the Nashville show sitting in row 43, section A9, row Y, seats 23, 24, 25.
That's great.
You guys were great, except I didn't understand why you kept blowing us kisses Or what was up with that dildo hat thing you kept trying to make everyone sit on?
I mean, is Corey awesome now?
Why? You left one week and then you came back a lunatic.
No, I mean, like, this guy's trolling him.
Why do you like this?
Yeah, because he's like, oh, were you sitting in a row, BBB? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, most of that's fine. Most of that's fine. I just love that he always has to throw in the... I don't get the dick hat you were wearing that you wanted to stick up people's asses, though.
I guess you guys are just don't like Kill Tony. I guess this is a roast.
Yeah, this is a roast. This is roast material.
Sorry, comedy's legal, retards.
And then on this one here, he was shouting out the loss of
Sly Stone.
Yeah, Sly Stone. And someone's like, Corey, how long have you been sober? Just curious. Well, actually, I did have a relapse, so if you don't count the few months in between, it's 35 years of sobriety. But I had a small relapse in 93, so in that regard, it'd be 30 years since I touched the drugs that were killing me, or since I've been drunk.
Whoa, so that's what very I mean. Key.
Isn't that right? Is that very key. Telling wording?
And he's come out and said that he's Cali sober, not real sober.
Did he actually say Cali sober?
Yes, because...
But he hates weed.
It's when we were making fun of him for not being a real vegan either. Yeah. He's just like, oh, I'm vegan, except for but cheese no, and think, milk and fucking honey and...
I don't think he hates weed. I think that's his vape he always has. I think that's a weed vape.
No, I'm not saying he hates
weed. Oh, I'm talking about Jeff.
I think he's always, like, hated weed. I feel like that's been a thing. Like, he's always like, weed sucks.
No, I think he's a weed. I think he's a weed head. He's a weeder.
That's a fentanyl vape.
But either way, I do like that he specifies, since I touched the drugs that were killing me.
Yeah.
So that is like a specific, like maybe he's not doing the 25 balloons that he was doing every day.
Yeah.
But I think it was 20 balloons.
That's genius.
Don't get people upset. They get upset. It was 25.
No, I'm fairly certain it was 20.
That's genius, though. That's like legalese. Like, since I touched the specific drugs, I've been sober for... he's just been huffing air duster this whole time.
And also, dusthead. When was he on... I thought he was on Sally Jesse in like 92 or something.
Right,
or maybe it was 90, actually. Maybe it was 90.
He also doesn't specify what the relapse was. Like, did he have some beers? Did
well,
he
it
do
also,
25 balloons?
It had to have been 22 balloons.
21 Corey balloons.
But also, I feel we've brought this up. The relapse story, I think, is fairly new. He used to never talk about this.
He never brought it up, and it's been popping up a lot recently.
Though, again, technically, but I never drank alcohol during the short setback. So I have been sober from alcohol 35 years, meaning haven't been drunk, but sober from hard drugs 30 years. Hope that explains it.
That's another specific wording.
Dude, there's so many variables now.
Meaning haven't been drunk?
Or you could what's hard drugs?
Yeah, hard drugs and haven't been drunk are not the same thing as I haven't drank alcohol and I haven't done drugs.
Oh, now we're demonizing Jankum. Okay. Jankum helped me through a very hard time in my life when I couldn't do drugs.
He's totally, he's like slyly telling on himself. I'm glad to hear about your milestone of sobriety. I got into an argument on Facebook with someone saying that you weren't sober.
Hey, thanks, Filth Pigs.
When I asked how they would even know, they claimed an ex-angel made claims. Why are people always out to slander you, facepalm? Those so-called ex-angels were never actual angels. They were hired for my band in an emergency and sent in by people connected to what I was trying to expose to set me up and try and trap me. Mm-hmm. They failed. Because I'm honest and pure. That's so funny.
What an insane
That's what I get in an argument with my girlfriend. That's how I do it. Listen, babe, you don't understand because I'm honest and pure.
Babe, you're trying to trap me, which is ridiculous because
I'm honest and pure. I don't know what you're...
I stopped the drugs that are big, the hard drugs that were killing me.
Yeah, listen up, you harpy. I'm honest and pure.
Harpy, queen of the harpies.
Here's your crown, your majesty. Dude, I was watching that episode. It was on the Disney Plus.
Pull it up.
It's so funny. For real, I don't know what we're referencing.
Queen of the harpies. Queen of the harpies. Here's what a your great crown, your majesty.
I love that we both know it.
What a great
We both know it so well.
So well that we immediately
I love you.
Did it.
You guys didn't grow up watching The Simpsons every day on UPN?
Corey Feldman tipped $10.
I bought Zen some wormwood.
Thanks, Corey Feldman. I'm glad you,
Indian Corey.
I'm glad you
I
bought
just suck at everything I do.
Wormwood.
Appreciate it.
I like that you have the option to choose, Corey Feldman. You're like, I'm going to go Indian.
Well, no, that one's the just the regular donations. Okay. Oh, damn it. I got ads. Hold on.
God damn it.
You made I was Jeff using sick. The wrong browser, so I had ads on this one.
So what? I'm just supposed to download Grammarly now because of you, Jim?
Well, I was just talking about this also. A funny thing with YouTube, it's like WinRAR. If you have an ad blocker installed, it's like, hey, don't use an ad blocker. And it closes within 3 seconds, and then the rest of your ad is completely interrupted.
But yeah, I was recently I threw on the Disney Plus stream where it's just like playing all the time, and this was on. Oh, did I lose audio?
Around the room, and everyone can introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about why they're here.
It's like couples therapy,
Gloria?
Right?
My name's Gloria. I'm here because Johnny Boy.
Let's do a 3-cheer hip hop for Fell Dog Summer.
Hip-hop. Hell yeah, Grave Dank. Hip hop!
Hip hop!
Hip hop!
Hip hop!
Hip hop!
Hip hop!
Boy hasn't been able to cut it man wise for some time. Not that I'd want his odor of gin and sour defeat pressed against me.
That's enough, Gloria.
Thank you, Gloria. Don, why don't you tell us a little about why you're here?
She never cooks. She keeps a filthy house and she talks profanely. She's the queen of the harpies.
No, I'm
queen
not.
Of the harpies.
No, I'm not.
Here's your crown, your majesty.
Get away from
queen
me.
Of the harpies.
Why? To the right place. First,
oh,
I want
so funny.
Like, is that an actor? The voice is so distinct. Like, what? If it's not an actor, it's so funny they just gave him that voice.
Queen of the Hoppies.
Here's your crown, your majesty.
This is why he's just like, wah, wah, wah. He's like, oh, he's so like a funny. Classically trained theater guy.
That's so funny.
Yeah, his wife's basically just Marge's sisters. And then he's like, Queen of the Hoppies.
She never cooks. She never cleans.
Also, back to Corey's tweet. Courtney's not a fake ex-angel.
Yeah,
and Courtney flat out said, Corey still parties, Corey still does drugs, and she doesn't want to do drugs anymore like he currently does. So perhaps, like, if we're going to call a spade, maybe this story does apply to the bitter ex-angels that have come out and done stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe that applies, like, to the My Name is Mud girl and stuff like that. But this story doesn't apply to Courtney at all.
Sorry, when people reference Primus, I have to do the bass riffs on there.
Nothing about this applies to Courtney, and Courtney said the exact same thing. So, like, where's your answer there, Corey?
Yeah.
No mas.
They failed because I'm honest and pure. So all they had left was making up lies. Hashtag truth always wins.
That's like a manifesto type thing. They fail because I'm honest and pure, and that's what you find after the guy killed his whole family.
Yeah.
I had to kill the demons inside of him. I'm sorry, I'm frailty. It's me, frailty from frailty.
Oh, and this is just kind of funny. Actually, Jeff, you didn't see this awesome video he put up.
Get ready, dude. Get ready.
They were in the. I guess this is like the, I thought it was the Goonies house, but it's the like museum that Mikey's dad works at. They're like in the attic there.
Oh, okay.
And he found this rocking horse, started doing a bit.
How dare someone tag Robert Kelly?
Where are you right now?
Awesome. Oh my God.
Where are you?
This is a good bit.
Are you taking
I think he throws
cowboy?
Those pants on and
we need to that's just good.
There's a ghost in the background.
Do my fucking phone.
It's like I'm a baby.
Oh
I'm like
God,
the
I
same size.
Spider webs on my face.
Yeah, I got spider webs on my face. But yeah, someone did said the dudes will be stoked for this and tag like the bonfire. But what's great is his response. He responded to it. Run along, slave boy. Go serve your pathetic master, bitch.
Whoa, what the fuck? Boy, slave, master?
Do you think you would have said that same thing if someone tagged us?
I think he has more respect for us. Deep down.
Fuck yeah.
He knows we've been doing it longer or about the same, but more often.
Deep down, he knows we're fair. That's why.
All right. Yeah, that's true.
Go along, slave boy. Like, what?
Run along, slave boy. Go serve your pathetic master, bitch.
Run along, N-word.
Is it go serve your pathetic master, bitch, or go serve your pathetic master, bitch.
Well, he doesn't have the comma. I was doing him a favor.
Yeah, I couldn't tell which one he's going for.
Well, you know he's angry because he just spelled it normally and used punctuation.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, that means he's fired up. This is what he was writing while he's outside the house. Outside the Goonies house. Do you have anything else here? Oh, this one I kind of enjoyed because someone's like, did you block on Instagram @_Goonies_1985 though? That was a strange thing to do when they've done nothing but supported you. They must have posted or commented something rude or out of line. Mentioning my trolls by name does get people blocked status. And then he says, I looked it up. It's a bit account with zero followers and zero people it follows. That's called a major red flag.
Isn't
sorry.
That what happens when you block people, though? Doesn't it say that?
That's what I was going to say, because I went to the account, and it's not that. They have, like, 2,000 followers
or something.
I mean, I know,
at, like, the very least, like, when you get blocked, usually it says stuff like that, so I'm not sure.
No, you're right. That must be it. I thought he was just lying to make people think it was a bogus account.
Just shit-talking
Yeah,
them.
Like, I thought he was just... Cause I
They're
was gonna,
a bunch of nobody fucks. Good riddance.
Because I was going to say, you know, hey, shout-outs to @_Goonies_1985 friends of the show.
Yeah, welcome home.
Yeah, if you're getting blocked by Jim and them, you can go and comment on their page, Cocoa Buns or Jim and Them's Pop Culture.
Well, he's probably so stupid, he probably looked it up on Twitter and it's like a different thing. But just real quick, I don't know what this is related to, but I just looked at the chat and it made me laugh. Solaris Moon, Corey is 3 shit piles high.
Okay. That's pretty
a little
funny.
Too much. But...
Maybe that was him on the horse. and what else here? Oh, Foulist actually got one in because we had this whole thing, Jeff. We were trying to get in his numerology last week.
Okay.
We did get him to answer. Like, we had someone ask about it, and he explained
it.
I was
going to say, Phallus, that's our boy, right?
Yeah.
He does our break music.
So he did explain it, and then Phallus said, that's some mind-bending numerology. Thanks for the excellent answer. Which school of numerology do you like best, Corey? Count Chocula's Community College for Academic Arithmetic Achievements. So he's just doing bits.
Huh? This guy is kind of killing it, honestly. Like,
you're giving way too much credit.
I don't know why you like any of this.
I mean, he's doing alliteration. He's like, you know, he knows that guy's trolling him. Suddenly he knows when
Here's
people
the thing.
Are trolling
he
him.
He has no idea that Phallus is trolling him.
I think he's
Corey Feldman enough credit.
No, I think because we've seen Corey give real answers that are exactly like this.
Once again, the punctuation and stuff, though.
I do think he's doing a bit, but I don't think he's like trying to troll the guy. I think they're just having a jovial good time.
Yeah, I think
with
he's
other.
Just having he's having fun there.
Ooh, vibing with Corey.
He's I think yeah. Oh man, the Corey vibes.
Oh man, you walk in a room, Corey's there. Fucking vibes. You got to sage that room. Like, you have to throw sage.
You know, Shelob the spider's eating you, and you're like, oh, Corey vibes.
Great, Shelob. Oh great, spider's gonna eat me. Hang out with Corey.
A giant spider slowly killing me. Fucking the Corey vibes.
Shout out, Shelob.
I don't know, Bubbles. I don't know if Corey's on point with his bits.
I mean, he's. I kind of
don't go with that.
This is what happened.
Yeah.
Someone on the fucking show said something, and we all ha ha ha. But then the chat starts going like, "Yeah, I'm taking this seriously now."
I don't think so. And also, I was going to say something, but it's not YouTube good.
He did shout out. He did shout out the death of Brian Wilson, dead at 82.
Yeah,
someone really did fool me for a second when they posted that on the Facebook.
Yes, no, that got me.
You
too.
Were right because I only realized I was about to send it to my girlfriend. Like, look what he did, but then they made a fatal mistake of like. He's had all sorts of views and likes.
Yeah, it had tons of views.
Well,
he also put it up
with no signifier that it was fake.
But it also could it totally would have been in line with the way he talks.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was pretty well done.
I'm kind of like, this feels like a good Feld Dog episode. Like, I feel like this has been like he's
how many
been
beers
on
have you had?
No, this is I've had two.
No, you've had more than two.
How many Sprite chills have you had?
I have no chills. So first of all, I don't know. I think he's been doing like a great job this episode.
I don't know. The no moss was not great. I mean, I guess his dickishness was somehow more acceptable because he was just like at the Goonies house with a bunch of like weirdos around him. So you're like, all right, that's forgiven,
it's
I guess.
Corey Jeselnik. He goes there. He says dark stuff, bro. Maybe you don't
Corey Jeselnik.
More sad news. So sad to say, yet another rock legend has passed. And with him, a sound and a generation of Cali Beach music.
He did heroin and he was a pedophile, but I forgive him. Me, Corey Feldman.
Whoa.
Was he a pedo?
No.
No, it's just something Corey would say.
I guess.
Whenever
I wasn't sure if you were dropping truth bombs.
Whenever anyone dies, Corey Feldman
does that.
That's
true. Yeah, he drags
them
through the mud.
Yeah.
My hashtag love and heart goes to the Wilsons, who I'm close with, Daria and Carney, and Mark London. Mark London, that's the guy we keep coming up on.
Yeah, he's one of their kids.
Who I feel like because we know he did the artwork for the box set, and we think he's actually the guy that's in the Sally Jesse Raphael interview with
him. Yeah, and he's embarrassed in the documentary.
Well, yes. You know what's so funny about this post, too? Because at the end it just says Fox News, because he copy-pasted something and eliminated most of it. But at the end, it's,
forgot that part.
He's making it like that's a quote from Fox News.
Well, because I mean, and Mark London, who's part of their fam.
Yeah.
Hashtag RIP Brian Wilson, Fox News.
I'm friends with all the people that abused him and broke him down mentally. They're awesome.
Yeah, I knew them. They're friends with me. Yeah. No big.
But no, I'm obsessed with this Mark London now. Like, what's his deal? London, he's just a member of the Wilson family?
I don't remember Mark London.
We need to dig. Or we need to not dig, and E-Rock needs to dig.
Well, one of my favorite things is that when he's on the Sally Jesse interview,
dude,
and Corey's his sponsor.
It's so funny.
And the story of how he meets him is just him saying that, yeah, the first time I met him, we were in a room with a girl and he said something really rude to her. And I was like, I got to work with this guy.
And then like, we shook hands.
It's supposed to be like a charming story.
We became best pals after he objectified someone in public.
But yeah, just another fucking Nepo baby when it's all said and done.
He almost made Jeff spit his beer.
London on the beat.
How did a gig with Brian Wilson come about? This must be someone else. Whatever. Figure it out. Who's Mark London? How's he know the Wilson fam? Let me see. Do we have anything else here? You know what? Let's hear the 10 seconds again.
Right. Well, and can we like play 10 more seconds in part two?
We can hear like 3 more seconds.
What about 4? Or what about 2226? 222? 6 Let's more see. Seconds?
You're all just characters in each other's lives. We all make up characters that create the global.
The global shit world that we live in, I think he's going to say.
The global Jewish cabal.
The global shit stain we call Earth.
Gets really fucking dark.
Yeah. I love how loud the hi-hats are.
Dude. Yeah. It's the whole song's annoyingly loud.
Yeah, that's never true with Corey's songs.
You're all just characters in each other's lives.
Global show.
Why are you doing that?
All right. And
that
no
doesn't
one...
make any sense. Someone in the chat saying it's like AI writing. That does sound like
it totally
create
does.
The global show.
Well, they're characters in each other's lives, so everybody's just a show.
Everyone's just a
and
show.
And we're all just the characters in that show. You know,
that's just deep. Dude.
Some real fucking basic shit.
Fucking Feldman hours over here. But yeah, no one listening better go and listen to this either, or you have to unalive yourself.
Okay.
If you listen to it before 6:27, you have to unalive yourself.
And Mike will grape you.
Yeah, and you'll get graped by Mike.
They can't cancel us.
For the podcasters, I'm pulling at my collar.
We're following TOS.
Yeah, exactly. We're within terms.
TOS
voice is like, it's time for Mike to rape someone.
You're going to get graped. Kimi wa yume de omoidasu daro. Dakedo mezamete
toki ni wa kuchi. Oh my god, fucking Feldman. I don't know what he said there.
I asked my girlfriend, what was that?
Zenpai, aka Feldman, putting in some Japanese, I assume.
君は夢で思い出すだろう。だけど目覚めた時には口が塞がっている。
That was like some sort of Spanish.
Guys, that was a joke.
君は夢で思い出すだろう。だけど目覚めた時には口が塞がっている。君は夢で思い出すだろう。だけど目覚めた時には口が塞がっている。君は夢で思い出すだろう。だけど目覚めた時には口が。
Well, Weebs, what did he say?
Yeah, what did he say?
I think it was Puerto Rican.
Yeah, it might have been. It better not have been anything against TOS. It better have been grape and unalive.
Yeah, but just remember, we will grape you and we'll unalive you.
I'm getting messages from people saying they're already listening to the song, cowards.
You better not.
Philistines.
You will remember in your dreams, but when you wake up, your mouth will be sealed.
Two words, no mas.
Thank you, Zenpai, a.k.a. Corey.
Two words for you, Zenpai, a.k.a. Corey, no mas.
Bin Laden has been no mas to a permanent end.
Fusagateiru. Yeah.
Sin Cara comes
out. Run along, slave boy, go serve your pathetic master, bitch.
Fuck yeah.
That's run like along, slave boy, go serve your pathetic master, bitch.
That's layers and layers.
Yes. Thank you, Jew Kane. That's a great one. Run along, slave boy.
Someone do the entirety of the joke in Spanish.
Jake Perry is no mas.
We are all just characters in the global shit. We live in a hell world because the borders are open. You're like, what the fuck? Red pill, Corey? Based hip hop? Hip hop?
Hip hop. We're getting a lot of, we got a lot of good ones from tonight. We got hip-hop. Three cheer hip hop. We got no mas.
You're saying hip hop like there's a space between those words.
Oh,
Jim.
Yeah. Hip hop.
Yeah, well, hip hop.
I have a Corey hip hop right here.
Yeah, three cheer hip hop.
Hip hop.
We got run along to your master, bitch. We got no mas.
I don't. Yeah, yeah. What do you think about the burbs? I don't. Bitch, where are the bikes?
Where are the bikes?
Yeah. Play bike scene by taking Black Sunday during the break.
That is a part one, ladies and gentlemen. So we will be back. Speaking of Foul List, we do have a song about Charlie from Foul List this week. Almost like I don't want to
no, don't
push our luck. Kind of.
I think you should not play that, and I think Fowler should know better.
XCX?
No, we'll play.
Is it Brat?
Oh yeah, you don't even know our boy Charlie called back in last week. Remember Charlie, the caller from
XCX
2 weeks ago?
Yeah,
yeah. You did the same thing when he called in. You're like, oh, Brat Summer, Charlie, XCX.
That doesn't sound like me.
Shit.
Hold Chocolate on. Factory? Willy Wonka?
Just naming off Charlie's. Manson? He's alive? He's back?
Brown?
But yeah, don't remember. Don't forget. Don't forget it's Felt Dog Summer. So get on those socials and throw some comments. Make sure you follow Jim and them on Instagram. Follow Jim and them on TikTok. Comment hashtag Felt Dog Summer. You could win a prize. Or also if you just make a post on either IG or TikTok and at Jim and them and hashtag Felt Dog Summer, you'll get entered in as well.
Fuck yeah.
It's a goddamn celebration because now we're even more excited for characters because we are, when you think about it, we all are just characters. But we'll be back. Don't leave. Hang out.
You're such a broken record. Conceited voice complains you're not that funny, you're not even worth a choice. Charlene's angry broken record who repeats only one line, skulks around another year, then comes back for one more time. What is this guy's problem? Could he be wrong?
running a bit. Projects himself onto others and is always full of shit. Living far from humans, only ghosts are in his house. Scouring YouTube channels, always acting like a loud. Charlie is so sad, our show just makes him mad. Charlie hates the world, only vitriol he hurls. You're a hack man, you're a whack man. So much you lack, man, give too much flack, man. Could be joining in the fun, but instead you have to shun. It's such a crying shame that you have to be so lame. Reaching out for human contact, but keep turning it so dark. Jim and them are always fair and go for the friendship arc. Some people can't be reached, they are too deep inside their pain. Then they lash out at the world looking for someone else to blame. You need to wake up to your issues, we all see you for the truth. Take life a bit more lightly, learn, regain the joy of youth. All of YouTube knows your deal and keep records of your calls. If you keep up this behavior, it only ends with your downfall. And fools enjoy the show and become a friend or be compromised to a permanent end. Charlie is so sad, our show just makes him mad. Charlie hates the world, only vitriol he hurls. You're a hack man, you're a whack man. Laughter you lack, man, give too much flack, man. Could be joining in the fun, but instead you have to shun. It's such a crying shame that you have to be so lame.
Why is Jim and them always talking about Corey Feldman's music?
Look, I'm sorry if you don't understand, all right? The Hornetron, the sequin pants, the Michael Jackson dance? That's just Corey Feldman being on a whole nother level, bro. All right? He's all the way up.
It's a rockin'
check
booth.
It.
It's a Fell Dog Summit, y'all.
Shoo!
Hey, what you doing? Aw, not much. Getting ready for the heat. Turn the AC up. Yup, it's that time. June and July, August right behind with the shades on my eyes. Yup, 3 months with the vodka and punch. Summertime vibes rocking. Yeah, we living for what? What? Jim and them all on my mind. Friday nights, YouTube. Yeah, they back on the grind. Goon Boys, Fell Dog Summer. New Corey music. Yeah, the shit gets dumber. Goon Boys, Fell Dog Summer. Jim, Jeff, and Mike are a stone cold stunner.
Wait. I am so confused. So it's not a white boy summer, it's the Fell Dog Summer? And who is the Fell Dog? And who is Jim and them?
Yo, my bad, let me explain. There's a few couple goals that I'm trying to obtain. Yo, Corey Feldman, former child actor. Now he does music, man, you can't refuse it. And he on some new shit, 622 shit. But that's a Sunday, not just a fun day. Wait till Friday, yeah, that's my day. June 27th, listen with your brethren, then you'll be in heaven. Oh shit, I forgot to talk about Jim and them. Wait, fuck, bitch. Pop culture podcast, never tell you out last. Best dudes on the mic, you do Friday nights. 18 years, they always moving forward, never revving the gears. Who's on the line? It's summertime. Now do your best Michael Jackson impression and just rewind. Like, oof, yo, Nars, oof, yo, Nars, oof, yo, Nars, oof, yo, Nars. Chew yo dick, chew yo dick, chew yo dick, chew yo dick. Shee! Goon Boys, Fell Dog Summer. Yeah. New Corey music, yeah, the shit gets dumber. Goon Boys, Fell Dog Summer. Jim, Jeff, and Mike are a stone cold stunner.
God, I totally understand now. After seeing all of that, I can't wait to see what this goofball does next. I will totally see you guys on the 27th. I also learned that Jim and them are pop culture, bro. I know that.
Hello, Jim, Mike, and Jeff. This is Carrie Green. I just got a very lovely message from the Filth Pigs, and they told me that you are celebrating your 18th anniversary being podcasters. That is amazing. That is so impressive. That is cocoa buns. Did I say that right? Cocoa buns. That's cocoa buns. Anyway, congratulations. You definitely embody the never say die attitude, and I'm just so impressed. Keep it up. Keep going, even when things get tough. Sounds like you guys are amazing. Jim and them are pop culture. I know that. I know that. Thank you so much, Filth Pigs, for reaching out to me. I hope you guys all have a beautiful